This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The Tennessee Titans lit up the Bills last night like a pinball machine. 42-16, crushed them last night on a rare Tuesday night game, a game that had been pushed back because a couple more Tennessee Titans players had tested positive for COVID last week. Titans improved to 4-0. They are off to a great start. Matter of fact, best start since 2008 when they won 10 in a row. This game was highlighted by Derrick Henry, running back for the Titans, giving Josh Norman of the Bills a stiff arm so bad that it sent him flying through the air. As a matter of fact, when I looked at it, Rick, I thought, you know what? Derrick Henry just treated Josh Norman like a lump of clay, and when he was done, Norman was aching. I'm telling you right now.
Aching,
that's
you
what
say.
It looked like. Yes.
We're working that in, eh?
Yes, we do clay on the 30s here at FMI.
They're doing clay by clay.
Yes. Now, while this was happening in Tennessee, while the Bills were losing their first game of the season, the New York Jets announced they released Le'Veon Bell. It never really worked out. Adam Gase, the head coach, who's some say a head case, never really liked Le'Veon Bell. He made it perfectly clear after the team signed him that he had nothing to do with it. It was above his pay grade. The general manager made that decision. He didn't want him, didn't want to spend that money on him.
Okay.
So ultimately, it's over. He's a free agent. And anybody can sign him at, like, I think 4 o'clock this afternoon. And no matter what, the Jets still have to pay him $6 million, meaning that any team can just sign him for the minimum. So any team. So according to ESPN, here are the teams that will be looking at signing Le'Veon Bell later this afternoon. Here's their list. The Chiefs, the Buccaneers, Steelers, Browns, 49ers, Titans, even though they got Derrick Henry, Seahawks, Dolphins, and Cardinals. My list is this. Yeah. Every team in the NFL but the Jets. Because you can get this guy who is a great running back out of the backfield, can catch balls.
Yeah.
In the right system, he's good. And if you just show that you like him, unlike Adam Gase, he'll produce for you. And you can get him again for a song and a dance. I say every team in the NFL should be interested in him and try to sign him at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'd expect that to happen. Somebody will have him by the end of the day. Now, the wild card in this is, if you remember, he held out against when he was with the Steelers, he held out an entire year.
Yeah.
Lost $14 million.
Yeah.
Because he didn't like the contract offer that the Steelers
made. That's
so he spent an entire year hanging out, you know, South Beach in Florida.
He was the
on
best running back in the NFL back then.
Yes. Yeah. Just hanging out down. He's only 28, too. He's not, yeah. So, and I would say 27 because he skipped a year.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a possibility he could just say, hey, I'm just not going to play. I'm getting $6 million from the Jets anyway. So that's the wild card. The New Orleans Saints are tired of playing at the Superdome without having fans there. They are not allowed to. The city of New Orleans will not let them. However, the city of Baton Rouge said, bring it on. So they might move their home games to LSU Stadium so they can have some fans there.
Yeah.
The Tigers have been capping attendance at 25%, which is about 26,000, which is still a pretty good crowd.
College Stadium.
Yep.
Huge.
The Florida Gators, they have suspended all team activities effective immediately because they had 5 more COVID tests among the team announced yesterday. They've been averaging 1 a week, but you know, you think of all the states out there where you wouldn't catch this would be Florida, right?
Yeah, this seems so safe.
Yes. Mike Tyson claims he wasn't drunk when he appeared on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid yesterday to promote his upcoming boxing comeback against Roy Jones Jr., but he did sound pretty wasted.
Why do you want to do this?
I just want to do this. I'm planning on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
Yes, you know what, Susanna, why don't you ask Iron Mike a question?
Yes. There have been concerns raised about the fact that you are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together, the fight that we should have had sooner, but unfortunately we're having it now, and that's going to be awesome.
Okay, I don't think this is going anywhere. Piers, why don't you just wrap it up?
How do you feel? Are you in the kind of nick that you were in 15 years ago?
Pretty much. I'm just ready to do this. It's ready. I feel really good. I'm ready to do this.
Okay, well, it turns out Mike Tyson's saying he wasn't wasted, he wasn't drunk or anything. He's not on anything
right
now.
All right.
Yeah, he said that you know, there was a time difference with Good Morning Great Britain and his hours. He's been training hard, getting up early, going to sleep early.
Okay.
But he stayed up really late in Los Angeles to be on the show and then ultimately fell asleep before he was supposed to get on it.
Well, there's eight hours difference between Los Angeles and London.
Yeah. So whatever time, he's an old man, so he might be going to bed at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So he stays up, whatever it was. And I don't know what time they had him on the show.
Yeah.
It could have been later in the show. Somebody had to poke him to wake him up to get on the show. He tweeted at Piers Morgan just letting him know that he fell asleep. He woke up. I'm like a lion. I'm hard to wake up once I'm asleep. So hence the...
So that was the sleepy...
That was
sleepy,
the groggy
Mike Tyson.
The Houston Astros, this is beautiful. Some would say karma train coming back around. You know, the Houston Astros, the cheaters, the guys that were probably cheating for the better part of 3 years but only got tagged for one, and none of the players were disciplined for doing it.
Yeah,
when I say
really
cheating,
happened.
It was a high-tech sign-stealing scandal in which they were using cameras and then communicating possibly even with an earpiece, or a buzzer on a player like Jose Altuve. That he was accused of like wearing a thing on his chest to, he'd get buzzed and, they let him know what pitch is coming. And if you remember, he had a huge homer in that World Series.
Don't touch my jersey.
Well, yesterday, this is what happened. The Astros are down 2-0 to the Rays in the American League Championship Series, but they have a 1-0 lead when this occurs.
Okay.
Lau pulls one into that shift. Throw to second and a bad throw. Altuve throws it into left field. And another throwing error. Jose Altuve is having such a difficult time.
Poor Jose. And then just a couple batters later.
That's tough to double up. And he slaps one, and it's down, a base hit. Just over the glove of Bregman into left field. A Rosarena's in. Right behind him is Lau. And the Rays have the lead. It's a 2-RBI single for Joey Wendell.
And then they'd blow it open, and win the game 5-2.
Wow.
The great thing about this is that in game two, he had a huge error after it occurred, there was a 3-run homer. So, single-handedly, Jose Altuve, who's one of the big names at the heart of this cheating scandal that was not disciplined, is making these critical mistakes and costing his team an opportunity to go back to the World Series. It's fantastic.
Maybe he's still wearing the buzzer and somebody else has the remote now.
Oh, the chest buzzer
right when he goes to throw, they go,
tells him what pitch is coming.
Yeah. Tells him to throw to left field. Over in the NLCS, the Atlanta Braves.
Turn.
Throw to left field.
He can't stop himself.
The buzzer said left field. It was three beeps. It's left field, right?
Coach, honest to God.
Beep, 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 left field. Over in the NLCS, the Atlanta Braves had an 8-3 lead, but had to hang on because the Dodgers scored 4 in the ninth. But ultimately, Dodgers lose 8-7. And this is the problem. The Dodgers are down, doobie, doo, down, down, comma, comma, down, 2-0 in this. And they're the heavy favorite to win it all. Clayton Kershaw, one of their best pitchers, was scratched from the game last night. Didn't make the start because of back spasms. If this guy's got back spasms, this series is going to be over sooner than later.
Yeah.
And the Braves will be headed to the World Series. Dustin Johnson, PGA superstar, tested positive for COVID. He is out. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the greatest soccer players in the world, also testing positive. He had just played all 90 minutes in Portugal's game against France on Sunday.
Yeah, so it's really got a hold on him, huh?
Yes. Yeah. It's really.
This guy played 90 minutes of world-class soccer.
It's such a bizarre virus because some people get literally nothing.
Right.
And then Dustin Johnson says he has symptoms. That's why he got tested. He figured, all right.
I wonder if PJ's got any underlying condition like an arthritis or something like that.
And that's the scary thing because sometimes you don't even know you have an underlying condition.
Oh, until it's exposed.
Until it's exposed.
Yeah,
it's not
true,
good.
True that.
All right, here's your Clay Aiken fun fact just for you, Rick Rumble.
Yeah.
Big day back in 2003. On this day in 2003, October 14th, American Idol runner-up Clay Aiken released his debut album. I know you are a huge fan. Measure of a Man.
Yes.
Measure of a Man. Yes. Yes. And I understand he followed it up with the Claytalica album, which was a little bit better.
Claytalica was great.
But the debut album, pretty good, and I know you loved it.